The document by the Congregation for the Clergy looks at the legacy of Pope John Paul II in light of recent exhortations by Pope Benedict. It emphasizes the communion brought about by the Eucharist.
Our Christian and priestly spirituality is relational, or a friendship, and it's a giving in union with the charity of the Good Shepherd. It's transforming so that it makes us a clear sign of Jesus himself. It's Marian in that it approaches the school of Mary. It's of ecclesial communion. It's ministerial, or of service. It's missionary. It's nearly always an attitude of thanksgiving, Eucharistic, a one who feels loved by the Lord and, as a consequence, wants to love all and wants to be loved by all.
The document points out that our own ecclesial communion is born from the love of Christ and his church. Such love can be learned only in the intimacy of Christ, present in the Holy Eucharist and hidden in the preached word of the apostles. Therefore, communion is related to obedience.
When we've meditated this year on the question of Christ to Peter, "Do you love me?" to communicate to him the primacy of shepherding, we felt more than ever, we who are personally called, like shepherds of the same flock. It's as if our response has been like that of Peter, "You know that I love you." In fact, if we live in communion with him who is the head of universal charity, that is to live also in communion with Peter and his successors.
This document is available on the Congregation for the Clergy's website at www.clarus.org. I'm Charles Collins.